Well, I'm going to try and speak a little slower today than I did last time, but I'm still got five chapters to get through today. So, and a few more slides added to it. So, bear with me, please. And I actually brought my glasses with me. Starting with Revelation chapter 14, and I'm going to try and go through chapter 18 today. Revelation 14:1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Exodus 29:9. That's Exodus 29:9. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. And going on to Ephesians 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby are sealed unto that day of redemption. The 144,000 whom we had earlier seen sealed to protect them from the day of Yahweh are now pictured in glory and are singing new songs as they stand before the throne of Yahweh, praising him for their redemption. This is Revelation 14, verses 1 through 5. Revelation 14, 1 through 5. All while this celebration is taking place, three angels go through the earth proclaiming Yahweh's final message for mankind as he prepares to pour out his final wrath. Revelation 14, 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, that's Revelation 14, 2, as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. First Chronicles, chapter 25, verse 1. First Chronicles 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was. Revelation chapter 14, verse 3. Revelation 14, 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Isaiah 42:10. Sing unto Yahweh a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, you that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Revelations 14:4. Revelations chapter 14, verse 4. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto Yahweh and to the Lamb. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with righteous jealousy. For I have espoused you to be one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to the Messiah. James chapter 8, excuse me, James chapter 1, verse 8 and 18. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I only wrote one of the verses down. Revelations 14, 5. Revelations chapter 14, verse 5. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 13. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Jude 1, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting good news to preach to them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Matthew 24, 14. And this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. All the while this celebration is taking place, three angels go through the earth proclaiming Yahweh's final message for mankind as he prepares to pour out his final wrath. Revelation 14, verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. Revelation 14, verse 8. And there shall follow another angel, saying, Babylon has fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink the wine of wrath of her fornication. I'm going to get into Babylon in another message I'm preparing right now, which is going to be about the new Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 8. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. Revelation 14:9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Isaiah 31, verses 4 through 9. For thus has Yahweh spoken unto me. Like is the lion and the young lion roaring in his prey, when the multitude of the shepherd is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall Yahweh of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. Verse 5, as birds fly, so will Yahweh of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over, he will preserve it. Verse 6, turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. Verse 7, for in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Verse 8, then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of the mighty man shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and young men shall be discomfited. Verse 9, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, says Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Revelation 14, verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out within mixture into a cup of its indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Psalms chapter 60, verse 3. Psalms 60, verse 3. Thou shalt show the peoples hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters. Psalms chapter 75, verse 8. For the hand of Yahweh there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. For thus saith Yahweh, Father of Israel, unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all nations to whom I send thee to drink. Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 13. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast or his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 14, that thou keep the commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of the Master Yeshua Messiah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah shall rise. Here we should note that Scripture identifies the true saints as those who actually obey Yahweh and keep his commandments. Revelation 12 emphasizes this point by describing the saints in comparison to those who will receive Yahweh's punishment. Also, it should be noted that both the Song of Moses and that of Messiah the Lamb are sung before the throne. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, and I heard the voice from heaven saying unto me, right blessed are the dead which die in the Spirit from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah shall rise. Revelations 14, 4. Not a very good likeness, but that's all I could find. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye the tares first, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14. Deuteronomy 11, verse 14, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain. Excuse me. That thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Revelations chapter 14, 15. And another angel come out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust thy sickle and reap, for thy time come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. Joel chapter 3, verse 13. Joel 3:13, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get ye down, for the press is full, the vats, which I checked that out, translated fats, overflow, for the wickedness is great. Revelations chapter 14, verses 6 through 18. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Verse 17, and another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Verse 18, and another angel came from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for the grapes are fully ripe. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 32. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Revelations chapter 14, verse 19. And the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 14. Butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams. Of the breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the poor blood of the grape. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 3. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none for with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled on my garments, and I will stain my red raiment. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou against all these words, and say unto them, Yahweh shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. Revelations chapter 14, verse 20. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even under the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12. And this shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. And a furlong in verse 14:20 is how long, how far, how wide. A furlong is, according to my book of scriptures, is nearly 200 miles. So that you know there had to be a lot of sinners in that wine press. Note on Revelations 15, we see that John records a vision of seven angels with seven golden bowls that pour out seven final plagues, one after another. This occurs pretty quick, as we see when we examine the nature of the plagues. If the second and third plagues, for instance, lasted more than a few days, all life would perish from the planet. It really makes you wonder about the white crisscrossing streams in the sky really are, that jets are leaving overhead. Revelations chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven bowls, having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of Yahweh. Verse 2, And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over his number of his name, stand on that sea of glass. I'll see everybody there, hopefully. Having the harps of Yahweh. Verse 3, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, El Shaddai. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. An El of truth and without iniquity, just and right, is he. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. Matthew 26, 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Revelations chapter 15, verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 7. Jeremiah 10, 7. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee does it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. Revelations 15, verses 5 through 8. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was open. Verse 6, the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. Verse 7, and one of the four beasts gave unto the angels seven golden vials for the wrath of Yahweh, who lives forever and ever. Verse 8, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of Yahweh and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Revelations chapter 16, verses 1 through 2. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out your bowls of wrath of Yahweh upon the earth. Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. There's not a slide for that, because I looked for one, and what I found scared me. So these plagues, whenever they hit us, are going to be so terrifying. Just pray to Yahweh that you survive everything. Exodus chapter 9, verses 8 through 12. And Yahweh said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. Verse 9, and it shall become small dust in all the lands of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout the land of Egypt. The pictures I've seen of this is mild compared to what the pictures showed. Verse 10, and they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and beast. Verse 11, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, and upon all Egyptians. Verse 12, and Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. The Revelation 16, verse 3. 16, verse 3. And the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea, and it became as the blood of dead men. And every living soul died in the sea. Exodus 7, verse 17. Thus says Yahweh, in all this thou shalt know I am Yahweh. Behold, I will smite all the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. In years past, you can find pictures of red, muddy water with dead fish floating everywhere. Everything in that water was dead. Revelations chapter 16, verses 4 through 7. And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Verse 5, and I heard the angel of waters say, thou art righteous, O Yahweh, which art, and was, and shall be, because thou hast judged us. Verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Verse 7, and I heard another out of the altar say, even so, O Yahweh, El Shaddai, true and righteous are thy judgments. Revelations chapter 16, verse 8. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. This again could possibly cause the sun to throw out their, I can't even remember what they are when the sun shoots out its...
Sunbursts.
Which would cause EMPs and everything else nowadays. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day of Yahweh binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Revelations chapter 16, verses 9 through 10. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of Yahweh, which is power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Verse 10, and the fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Exodus chapter 10, verse 22. And Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in the land of Egypt 3 days. Revelation chapter 16, verses 11 through 13. Revelation 16, 11 through 13. And blasphemed the Father of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the water there was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Verse 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These were talked about in the first five chapters of Revelations. First Kings, chapter 22, verse 22. And Yahweh said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also to go forth and do so. Revelations, chapter 16, verses 14 through 15. Revelation 16, 14 through 15. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth, of the whole world, to gather them to battle the great day of Yahweh Almighty. Verse 15, "Behold, I came as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, "Unto Adam also and his wife did Yahweh Elohim make coats of skins and clothe them." Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, "And he gathered them together in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon." Zechariah chapter 12, verse 11, "And that day shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Ramanin, the valley of Megiddon." My tongue's getting tired. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. Revelation 16, 17. "And the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done." And note, when the seventh bowl is poured out, there will be a tremendous earthquake, so massive that the very topography of the earth itself will be altered, as described in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south." Revelation chapter 16, verses 18 through 19. Revelation 16, verses 8 through 19. "And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great." Verse 19, "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before Yahweh, to give unto her the cup of his wine, the fierceness of his wrath." Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Jeremiah 51, 7. "Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand, that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, all nations are mad." Revelations chapter 16, verses 20 and 21. "And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon the men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, which is pounds, weighed about 130 pounds. And men blasphemed Yahweh because of the plague of the hail, for the plague therefore was exceedingly great." Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 13. Ezekiel 13, 13. "Therefore thus says my sovereign Yahweh, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower of mine anger and great hailstones in my fury to consume it." A note, John was shown in a vision the announcement of the fall and total destruction of modern Babylon. Which, like I said earlier, I'm working on that message right now to learn the true identity of the modern Babylon. And I got a pretty good hint. It's right here. In fact, I asked y'all a question. Who do y'all think modern Babylon is? Who does all the stuff that Babylon did that caused it to be destroyed? Here is the scripture's description. This chapter reveals that in addition to being a religious and political system, as emphasized in Revelation 17, Babylon is also a commercial system that seeks to dominate world economy. No guesses?
New York City.
Now, this is a whole nation. Revelation 17, verse 1. Revelation verse 17. Chapter 17, verse 1. I gotta hide that. We censored it when we put it up there. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven bowls and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. Y'all don't know how hard it is for me to say that word. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 12. Woe to the multitude of many people which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20. Isaiah 57, verse 20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. Revelations chapter 17, verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth had committed fornications, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Psalms chapter 60, verse 3. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 1. Isaiah 28, 1. Woe to the crown of pride to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Revelations chapter 17, verses 3 through 6. So he carried me away in spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations, filthiness, and her fornication. Verse 5, upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Yeshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 26, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh will know that I, Yahweh, am the Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Revelation 17, chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Revelation 17, 7 through 8. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and 10 horns. Verse 8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. It's a little bit confusing, don't it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians verse 2, chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come, except there become a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Revelations chapter 17, verses 9 through 10. And here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sat. Anybody know another area that is surrounded by seven mountains? Rome. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. This was the dividing of Rome, the Roman Empire. Four legions went north, and when Rome fell, they took over and made their own little countries. Daniel chapter 7, verse 20. And of the 10 horns that were in its head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 had fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake every very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Revelation 17, verses 11 through 17. Revelation 17, verses 11 through 17. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is the seventh and goes on to perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings for 1 hour with the beast. Verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is sovereign of sovereigns and king of kings. And they are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Verse 15, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Verse 17, for Yahweh has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of Yahweh shall be fulfilled. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 17. Chapter 2, verse 17. Yahweh has done that which he had devised. He had fulfilled his word that he commanded in the days of old. He is thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He has set up the horn of thine adversaries. Revelation 17, verse 18. Revelations chapter 17, verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest in that city, which reigned over the kings of the earth. Short note here. It is important that we realize now, and in the crucial years ahead, that Yahweh's victory is certain. This history has already been written in advance. Therefore, it is imperative that we come out of this world's Babylonian system and give our total and true allegiances to Yeshua Messiah and the message that he taught. Revelations 18, 1 through 3. Revelations chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power. and the earth was lighted with his glory. Verse 2, and he cried mightily with strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils. You notice the clip. I made sure it was a more modern city, because this is the times we're talking about in Revelations. And he cried out, and Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Psalms chapter 75, verse 8. Psalms 75, verse 8. For the hand of Yahweh there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Jeremiah 51, 7. Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore all nations are mad. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Revelation 18, 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. Micah chapter 4, verse 10. Micah 4:10. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt you be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers of them. Revelation chapter 18, verses 5 through 6. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her iniquities. Verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works. In the cup which she fills, fill to her double. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 18. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. Revelation chapter 18, verse 7. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow gave her, for she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30. Jeremiah 4, verse 30. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou closest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee as they seek thy life. Revelation 18:8. Revelation chapter 18, verse 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yahweh, Father, who judges her. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 9. Isaiah 47, 9. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. the loss of children, widowhood, they shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thy enchantments. And the king, Revelations 8, verses 9 through 12, Revelations chapter 18, verses 9 through 12, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for one in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Verse 12, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all tanned wood, tanned, Greek word tainos, denoting a certain fragrant tree made from chitwood tine, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass and iron and marble. Joshua chapter 17, verse 21. Joshua 7, verse 21. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Revelations chapter 18, verses 13 through 21. And cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and salves, and souls of men. Verse 14. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are depart from thee, and all things which are dainty and God goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more. Verse 15, the merchants of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Verse 16, and saying, Alas, alas, the great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many trade by the sea stood far off. Verse 18, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? Verse 19, and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her coastlines, costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for Yahweh has avenged you on her. Verse 21, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 through 9. Zechariah 4, verses 6 through 9. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. Revelations chapter 18, verses 22 through 24. And the voice of the harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Verse 23, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Another note, most of Revelations describes the chaos that results from mankind following Satan, seeking to build its own civilization apart from the Almighty Yahweh. But neither that chaos nor Yahweh's victory over Satan is the climax of the book. No, I'm not through yet. I still have four more chapters to finish this message. Rather, Revelation ends with the living Messiah showing John what would take place beyond the chaos.